We're back on the air, and things are hopping all day long today at Radio Entrepreneurs, one interview after the other. I'm learning a lot about business, and again, thanks to our friends at MTP Software for building us this studio. More to come on this studio, lots of things happening. So our next guest, someone I know extremely well and love his product, you got to go online and take a look at it, Martin Sklar, CEO and founder of Albacore Medical. Albacore, right?
Albacore.
I thought I said it right, but you might be, I'm sorry. Hi, Martin. How you doing?
Good, Jeff. How are you today?
Good, thanks.
Good to be here. I thank you. Appreciate your offer to do this interview and talk a little bit about what we're doing. We're an early stage company developing a product to treat atrial fibrillation initially. That's our first application of our technology.
So explain to those entrepreneurial wannabes what you just said so that they know what you're talking about.
So there's a medical problem out there that's really pervasive in the population. There's about 5 million in the United States and over 30 million worldwide that have been diagnosed with atrial fibrillation, which is an electrical problem in the heart. And basically what's happening is there's extra electrical activity in the heart, and we want to stop that. And the present methods to do that are very ineffective. And the most effective treatment right now is called an ablation, and actually where they burn tissue in the heart to stop that unwanted electrical activity.
So why, I'm sorry, just because you get me, why would, let's say it was my heart, why would my heart be having extra electrical activity? Is it a defect? Does it come over time?
Right, the whys are, there's many theories, but the doctors have not come up with a specific, and there may be multiple reasons why this occurs. Most common, it's more correlated with aging. That's the most common, but now and more they're finding it even in younger people. So the age is part of it. Also, they're being diagnosed, more people being diagnosed, not only in the first world, but in the third world as well. So as more diagnoses are occurring, more people are feeling the symptoms, and so more and more people understand that this is much more pervasive than first thought. And the big issue is how do you stop it, and how do you remedy it so that those people can get back to a normal lifestyle. And that's really the objective of doing what's called an ablation, as I said, these procedures. But about 30 to maybe 40% of the people that have these ablations over the last 15 years they've been doing them, they become really problematic because, they repeat the procedures at least once or twice to get an effective treatment. And when you have atrial fibrillation, the symptoms you have are usually shortness of breath or palpitations, or you're faint, you have trouble just walking up and down stairs, or maybe picking up a child if you're a grandparent or something like that, it's really problematic. So you really notice the effects of it. Not everybody has symptoms, but at least the 5 million or so that are diagnosed in the United States, those people generally have symptoms that are problematic and really want to have a treatment that's successful. Otherwise, you can't run a normal daily life.
So, this sounds like a tough business to get into. What happened to you that made you decide to go down this route?
Well, by background, I'm an engineer. I've worked on medical devices my whole career for the last 30-plus years. So I'm a seasoned engineer and manager in developing medical products. About a decade ago, I met a doctor, a surgeon at UMass Medical, who was actually working in this space and was doing cardiac surgery approach. And as we learned more about this field, we found out that the doctors who control the patients who get diagnosed with this are really the electrophysiologists. They perform these procedures inside the heart where they do the ablations. So we started working with the surgeon. They do some procedures, but again, with the electrophysiologists focus on this, we've tried to find out what the problem is that they're having in doing the procedure. We came up with the concepts to actually affect these treatments in a much more effective manner, if you will, solving the fundamental problems with the way they do the procedure now. And so that's what the concepts that we came up with have leading to where we're with the product we're developing right now.
And where are you right now in your march to the marketplace? What stage?
Well, when you do a check-off template, there's a template for medical development startups. And when you check off these boxes for a medical startup, we basically can check off all of the things from reimbursement, from insurance, the market, the growth market, this need, the unmet need is still there, the intellectual property, from the opportunity still. All these things we can check off, regulatory path. We have all these things in line, ready to go. We've done some early testing with some prototypes that we've developed. And at this point, what we need to do now is to get to a stage where we've tested this in live animals. That's what we haven't done yet. We do that, and the value of this company skyrockets. that's really where the opportunity is. So we're really in a state where this crest of information that's needed, this data that's needed to really entice a lot of people to move forward, to both invest in our company and to adopt the products. Those are critical data points that we need to present to the doctors.
Wow. And you have a team?
We have a really an excellent team of people, business, technical, and clinical. So if you look at our website, www.ablacor.com, that's A-B-L-A-C-O-R.com, you can find those people on there. So we have key doctors from Mass General, UMass Medical, and Boston Medical Center, and other doctors who aren't even on our website. We've talked to over 20, 25 doctors ourselves, and other surrogates of ours have talked to another 20, 25 people who do these procedures, and they have been really very positive, not only from very positive to this could be game-changing. And those people have been extremely helpful. Then we have a group of business people, both who've done startup before or worked in led medical companies. Those people, we could get into details on them. We don't have a lot of time right now, but all of those people have been involved in cardiology, electrophysiology on the business side as well as on the engineering side. So, and I've worked with some of these people in prior jobs that I've had and in consulting gigs before we did this.
I would assume it's something like this, that there's funding involved. Where do you stand on the funding side?
So we have funding internally at this point. We're looking for next round of funding. We're looking for $250,000 to get us through this first phase of animal studies. That's the critical money that'll get us to the next phase of investment. Again, the value of the company coming on early will get you early equity. And then that will take you the valuation of this company, just so everybody knows, understands the business opportunity. Companies that have been bought in this space in the last decade and a half have been bought between 100 and 400 million, and they're going, and that's going up, that's rising. So when M&A or acquisitions occur, they're not trivial. And we definitely see ourselves in the upper echelon once we deliver this product and show success.
Wow. Uphill battle, right?
It's an uphill battle. One of the unique features of our system is, so from a system standpoint, from a doctor standpoint, we're developing this so that we're solving the fundamental problems at the ablation site, as I mentioned a little bit earlier. But in addition, we're providing doctors with feedback capabilities and that capability graphically so that the doctors will get information really in a very succinct and can make a decision quickly. But more importantly, from the hospital and the doctor standpoint, we're not going to compete with the big companies. We're actually planning to connect with the company's generators. So instead of competing with them, we're planning to ally with them and then work with them to get their product, our product, on their table. And that's our objective to move forward. So we'll actually be a supplier to companies that are already in the marketplace. We don't have to go and start our own sales force, and that helps reduce time to market.
Great. Martin, if somebody wants to learn more about Albacor and wants to support you, get involved with you, how would they find you?
Well, as I said earlier, first it's msklar, M-S-K-L-A-R, at Ablacor, A-B-L-A-C-O-R.com. Martin's msklar at ablacor.com. We can reach us through the website at www.ablacor.com. I'm also at LinkedIn.
You're on my LinkedIn.
No, we should. If we're not LinkedIn, we should be.
I think I just Facebooked you last night.
Oh, really? Well, I'm more on. You can find me on LinkedIn. I'm on LinkedIn fairly.
You didn't have a picture on Facebook.
No,
I think is an advantage for you.
Right. It is absolutely. So I agree. I don't want people to see my face without having. Unfortunately, I did put it on LinkedIn, so
right.
People can see my ugly face on LinkedIn. That's not a problem. If you just cover that part of the site if you have to. But
told you should go on Facebook and use Banyan's picture.
And I told you some people thought I looked like John Belushi, but he's dead, so what good is that going to do?
But they mean why he's dead. You look like dead John Belushi.
Right.
Hey, Martin, thanks for being on the show again. Will you come back again and talk to us about the product as it's progressing?
We absolutely will. Thank
Great.
You.
My name is Jeffrey Davis. You really got to check out Albacor and Martin. I love what he's doing. I think I'm saying it. It must be my old Canadian part of my accent. Leave me alone.